In 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, "As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." That is, in every aspect of how we live. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, as you think spiritually about the challenges of daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott to challenge and encourage us to holy living.
You are loved with an everlasting love. And that's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking today with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. Thanks for being with me, Valerie.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. It is a gift from the Lord to be able to come and leave my children at home with my husband. I have a wonderful husband who's willing to let me do this about twice a year now, and I'm very thankful and thankful for all of your love and encouragement and smiles and just giving me smiles. At our home, we have a little poster up on the wall by our kitchen table where we eat our meals, and it's part of the Heidelberg Catechism. And my little 19-month-old, his name is Theo, when he first realized that we were quoting from this Heidelberg Catechism, we would all look at it, you know, until we had memorized it. He started pointing to it and going, And now when I say to him, he still doesn't speak yet or say many words yet, but that's the way he talks, is When I say to him, "Would you like us to say the question and the answer?" He goes, "Hum." And that's his yes. And I'd like to just give you part of the answer that we say as a whole family, because it just has a lot to do with what my mother and I are both saying. The question is, what is your only comfort in life and in death? And we all say together that I belong, body and soul, in life and in death, not to myself, but to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who at the cost of his own blood has fully paid for all my sins and has completely freed me from the dominion of the devil. Indeed, that he protects me so well that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he makes me wholeheartedly willing and able from now on to live for him. And that last line, therefore, by his Holy Spirit, he makes me wholeheartedly willing and able from now on to live for him, is what I'm trying to live by. I told my mother when she gave me the outline of the things she wanted to speak about, I said, "I agree with everything you want to say, but I can tick off on every principle how I've failed." And she said, "Well, tell about your failures." So you're going to hear about some of my failures. I'm just thankful that God is a God of grace and Christ is our righteousness. And that's what I live by. My mother wanted us to talk about authority and order today. She talked last night about how important it is for wives to submit to husbands. And I would like to talk some about that because, of course, after 17 and a half years of marriage, I've been trying to learn to submit to my husband. I remember when I was first engaged to him, how easy I thought it would be. And I remember thinking there would be no problem at all with submitting. And I also remember thinking that Walt and I could never hurt each other. We could never argue or be at odds with each other because we loved each other so much. I really didn't find out that we were ever at odds with each other until our honeymoon. During our 17 months of engagement, we were not living in the same town, so we saw each other only 5 different times during those 17 months for quick 2 or 3 day weekend trips. And we always had just a joyful time and were thoroughly in love and thought that there really wasn't much sin in our lives until our honeymoon. And so I discovered that it was difficult to submit, and I discovered that not only did he sin, which my mother had forewarned us that I was marrying a sinner, And she had also told me that I had to acknowledge the fact that I was a sinner, but not only did my husband sin, but I sinned right along with him, especially if he sinned. I thought I should sin some more. So, anyway, I found out quickly that this submitting to your husband is not the easiest thing in the world. But God says in his word that wives are to be submissive to their husbands. And if I am to follow Jesus, then I have to obey his word. Jesus said, I came down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And God has placed each one of us in the particular circumstance or situation that we're in to do his will and not to look out for our own interests. I love that verse in, I think it's in Ephesians. It says, look out for other people's interests rather than your own. Put other people as more important than yourself. Honor them as more than you honor yourself. And that is so convicting. But if I'm to follow the Lord, I must submit to my husband. And my husband has to accept his headship that God has given him, the authority that God has given him, the position of being the head of the family. Just a few weeks ago, my daughter Elizabeth, who is 14, came to me after church, and my husband hadn't yet come home from church. And she said, Mama, Kristen has invited me to go bowling with another girl this afternoon that we want to get this girl we want to get to know that's just started coming to our church. And, you know, she said, Kristen kind of needs me there because I'm a little more friendly and outgoing than Kristen is. And so can I go? My immediate thought inside was, no, I don't want her going bowling. No, I don't want Elizabeth gone for the afternoon. I usually don't want her to go anywhere, and she's the one that loves to go places all the time. But anyway, my answer to her was, well, it's all right with me if it's all right with your father, but we'll wait until he comes home. So I'd given her the impression that it was okay, even though inside my first reaction was, no, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not telling everybody that bowling is sinful on Sunday afternoons, but my husband has had a principle that he wants to follow on Sundays for our family, and that is that we don't do so much on a Sunday that we're worn out by Sunday evening, so that it either ruins our family time or it ruins Sunday evening church. We've only had Sunday evening church this year during the summertime. And if we go somewhere where we have to get ready to go and then we have to come back by a certain time, it just doesn't help in getting ready for church. So then Walt came home, and Elizabeth brought this up to Walt, and his first reaction was negative. No, Elizabeth, you don't want to go bowling, not on a Sunday afternoon. And then he said, but all right, I'll let you go. And I jumped on him. I said, Walt, if you want to be the leader, and I want you to be the leader, then just say no if you don't think she should go, and say yes if you are wholeheartedly willing for her to go. And I got upset with him. But the problem was, and Walt's mom was standing with us, this was shortly after Sarah was born, and she had been with us to help us out, and the problem was that because I'd already given the impression it was all right, then I was giving the impression to Elizabeth that we were on opposite sides, that Walt and I were on opposite sides, even though inside I had also had a negative reaction to it. And so this is an example of my need to first say to Elizabeth, and be the authority, but say without giving her any impression of yes or no, let's ask your father when he comes home. And secondly, my need to be quiet when he made his decision the way he did. And so he went off probably mad about the way I reacted, and mad also that Elizabeth wanted to go bowling, and yet letting her go. And then I went to him quietly, and I said, forgive me for jumping on you that way. And he said, you know, I still don't think Elizabeth should go. And I said, well, we can talk to her about that. We can tell her that we made the wrong decision. And so he said, okay, I will. And so he brought Elizabeth into the living room by ourselves, and he said, Elizabeth, I've made a poor decision in letting you go. I really do not conscientiously feel that you should go. And on top of all that, I love for you to have fun, but I really want to protect Sunday afternoons. And it just seems wiser to me that you stay home, and will you forgive me for negatively reacting? And so the whole thing was resolved with just the right kind of talking and the right spirit, and Elizabeth was happy to accept it. In fact, she came to me later and she said, "Mama, you know, I really am glad that I didn't have to go." Not because she didn't want to have the fun. She loves to have fun. But she said, "I think Daddy was making the right decision to say, no, I shouldn't go." So I was so thankful. And then Walt's mom talked to us some more about it. She said, "Don't ever be on opposite sides. And that brings disunity. And your children will always be trying to get one of you on the opposite side of the other." And she said to me, "You know, just always say, let's ask your dad. And don't give the impression that you want yes or no to be the answer." So that was a good lesson for me. And of course, over the years, I've had many different lessons. One of them being that, again, in helping my husband to be the leader, over the years, we've had usually had Sunday dinner company, people that we brought home from church. And I would be so eager to get the conversation on the right path that I was the one leading the conversation. And Walt is a great talker. He enjoys people very much. He's not a quiet and passive person at all with people around. But I would be the one that felt like we needed to get on this subject, or we needed to go this way, and I needed to ask the questions. And one day he finally asked me gently, he said, "Val, why don't you let me lead the conversation?" And I was, of course, convicted and helped, too, because I think we take away our husband's manhood. We take away their office of leadership and headship when we try to direct, when we try to control.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.